This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The head of the biggest U.S. abortion business says she has had an abortion. While millions of women who have also had abortions also profoundly regret their decision, Cecile Richards says she thinks it was no big deal and wants women to share their stories to break the stigma of abortion. Other women think the sharing would do something else. Tuesday this week is the Pro-Life Day of Silent Solidarity. Students on campuses across the country will go silent for a day wearing red armbands and duct tape to make the point for the abolition of abortion. If the rate of assisted suicide of Belgium had happened in the U.S., it would have killed 50,000 people. Wesley Smith says Belgium has jumped off a vertical moral cliff from doctor-assisted suicide. Judging by only those deaths that are properly reported, 1 out of 50 deaths in Belgium are from assisted suicide. This is Life News Radio. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, this is for you. A Rachel's Vineyard retreat is therapy for the soul. Many participants who have been trapped in anger toward themselves and others experience forgiveness. Peace is found. Lives restored. A sense of hope and meaning for the future is finally rediscovered. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. Babies actually do hear the outside world from the womb before they are born. The proof is astounding. And an article at Life News shares some of this evidence and an adorable video showing a 10-week-old baby telling her father, "I love you." For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.